From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 27th. Coming up, dairy farms are opening new side businesses, such as cow cuddling and ice cream churning. But those opportunities of joy come amid a volatile milk market. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The cold weather advisory remains in place until noon today. Schools are returning to normal. Champaign Unit 4 schools, Urbana District 116, and Rantoul City schools will be open as usual. Federal immigration officers shot and killed a 37-year-old man in Minneapolis Saturday, drawing hundreds of protesters in a city already shaken by another fatal shooting weeks earlier. In a statement, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called the Trump administration's immigration enforcement, quote, organized brutality. Walz went on to say that the state of Minnesota will lead the death investigation instead of the federal government. Speaking to MS Now Saturday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the nation's governors need to come together to push ICE out of cities.
A convening where I believe Republicans and Democrats can talk about what is the next step for managing our states against the onslaught of the federal government.
Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin said in a statement that federal officers fired defensive shots after a man with a handgun approached them. Firefighters are looking for the cause of a fire at a three-story apartment building in West Champaign. Fire crews responded at around 10:30 Monday morning to a fire in the 2400 block of Highview Court, south of Parkland College. Firefighters report there was heavy smoke coming from the second floor of the 12-unit building. One person was taken to the hospital. There were no firefighter injuries reported, even as crews fought the fire in sub-zero temperatures. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton came out swinging at last night's debate in the Democratic race for the U.S. Senate. Mariah Wolfel reports.
Stratton has vowed not to take donations from corporate PACs, and she hit her leading opponent, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, with rapid-fire attacks like this.
My opponents have taken millions of dollars in corporate PAC money. This is an example of why people are fed up with Washington. It's hard to push forward policy when you've accepted millions of dollars from corporations.
Krishnamoorthy responded,
I should have brought some body armor here.
Both Krishnamoorthy and fellow opponent Congresswoman Robin Kelly accused Stratton of taking corporate donations and mystery money indirectly through a super PAC.
Still to come, dairy farms are opening new side businesses such as cow cuddling and ice cream churning. But those opportunities of joy come amid a volatile milk market. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies, blustery winds, and a high of 19 degrees, with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 6 below zero, wind chills between minus 10 and minus 20, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 17 degrees, wind chills between minus 5 to minus 15, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 2 below zero, a west wind 5 miles per hour, and for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 11 degrees with a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we continue our conversations with candidates for the U.S. Senate. Democrat Brian Maxwell is an environmental research scientist. If you have questions, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Milk prices are now below many dairy farmers' break-even points after a steady price decline since January of last year. It's the latest symptom of a volatile milk economy that's pushed some farmers to open side businesses to stay afloat. Harvest Public Media's Tadea Ruiz Sandoval reports.
Quincy Schmidt's family has owned their dairy farm in Corcoran, Minnesota, an hour outside of the Twin Cities, since 1958, when her grandpa first scouted the area.
He hopped in his pickup one day and he bought the farm with 20 cows and a horse, and we kind of have grown our farm from there.
When Schmidt was growing up, the family had about 50 cows, and the herd expanded over time.
As we became adults and were interested in the farm, we increased our herd. We're now milking 120 cows, and yeah, they're pretty friendly. They're a friendly bunch.
But for the past 5 years, dairy prices have been volatile. They're currently running a few dollars below many farmers' break-even points. Profit margins at Schmidt's family's farm started shrinking.
Dairy isn't always a consistent form of income. If other dairy farmers can relate, the prices are pretty low. They've been very low for a while. It's not always the same check you see coming in every. It's not a consistent check.
Thus, their side business, Curious Cows and Company, was born. For $25, visitors can spend 30 minutes snuggling calves, brushing their coats, or feeding them hay. I tried filming myself cuddling with cows, in fact, until one of them thought my hair was edible. In the business. Ah! But why have dairy prices been declining? One part of it is that there's a dairy glut that's outpacing demand. Christopher Wolf is an ag economist at Cornell University. He says people tend to consume a lot of these dairy products when they eat out.
They're more likely to, people eat more cheeses, more specialty cheese in particular, and things like that when they eat out.
But he says with inflation still relatively high, people are eating out less, and that cuts into dairy consumption.
So right now, inflation is still being kind of stubborn, and everything that's happening right now doesn't look like it's going to do much for curbing inflation. So when people go out less, it also has impacts.
Which is precisely why dairy businesses across the country have delved into agritourism and diversified their product lines to generate as much revenue as possible. This isn't a new idea to Jeff Swanson, a tour manager at Country Dairy in Michigan.
That's part of the reason why we put in our own bottling plant, because in the late 70s and early 80s, milk prices were really low and a lot of farmers were selling out.
Country Dairy not only bottles its own milk, but also operates its own ice cream line, offers tours, and even has a small restaurant on its farm. Swanson says the idea of the special products and tours is also about helping people to understand farming.
People who really have a disconnect with farms today, to be able to educate them and help them know what a modern dairy farm is like.
Swanson says this has allowed their farm to remain relatively independent from major milk market forces. Their focus is to provide quality milk to their customers and offer some unique time on the farm.
So this year, we're also going to be doing classes on Thursdays, and we call it Moo University or Moo U. And we are doing that to try and open up farming even more to people.
That's been a recurring theme through conversations with different dairy farmers. These side businesses aren't just about bringing in more cash. They're also meant to connect people. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Mariah Wolfo, Katie O'Connell, and Tadea Ruiz Sandoval. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.